All right, here we're back, and we are now going to have our affordable housing section. We're going to have two segments, if she'll stay with us. Today we've got Anna Mirtha Jaime. Did I get it right?
That is correct.
Wow, I never get it right. She is the COO of Continental Development Holding, and I invited them on the show because they're an affordable housing developer that I've never heard of, and we need more of them.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about who Continental Development Holding is and what you're trying to accomplish. And
well, good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me at the show.
It's my pleasure.
Continental Development Holding actually was created because they noticed that there was vacant land and there was a need for a quality housing in the area. And so they decided to create a Continental Development Holding to build affordable housing in the area. And this is when they actually contacted me. I used to be the vice president of real estate management for Broward County Housing.
Oh, I work with Broward Housing Solutions.
Oh, awesome.
Watch this. Oh, keep going.
So what we did was I decided to resign my previous position with Broward County Housing and joined Continental Development Holding in this venture of creating affordable housing. So what we did initially was purchase land in the area of Sistrunk, also in the Hollywood and Hollandale. And so we started creating single family houses. We already created five.
So you sell them when you're
we
done?
We hold them. We want to be a fabric of the community.
Oh, grow with the God, community. I love these people. Oh, I love you. Oh, I even have deals for you. Okay, so tell me about your founder. What motivated them to want to get into this part of the business?
Well, like I initially said, they were into construction, the infrastructure. They are engineers. And when they saw this vacant land and they are already doing the infrastructure for
exactly
the sewer and water, they thought it was a good idea to actually also create affordable housing. And that's what motivated them, because they also saw that there's a need of quality, not just
correct.
Any affordable housing.
Correct.
Quality affordable housing, and that's what we are creating.
When you say affordable housing, how because affordable housing is a spectrum. It's like it's like a happy word people use.
It is.
But they never it's different in block by block.
You have workforce housing, which the income limit is up to 140% of the median income, and affordable is up to 120. So we are—
What's the median in Broward? In Dade, it's like in the high 20s in Miami.
No, in Broward County, the median is in the 60s.
So they median, you have a big sweet spot. You have a sweet spot.
Four.
You have a nice sweet spot, though.
But
so you can build.
Yeah, that's for a family of four.
Okay,
and
so
a family of four, 64,000 cannot afford the rent. Actually, like 53.9% of the families pay more than 50% of their income for rent.
Yeah, that's what it's like here in Dade County. My real question is, and I attended an event today that was about Wynnewood and Allapattah. Okay, you're working in the— I'll make a stretch, the Wynnewood and Allapattah of Broward County.
Mm-hmm, we are.
I wanted to know about gentrification. They didn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. You're addressing gentrification, mm-hmm, because when people have their homes destroyed, they still want to live in their neighborhood. Are you working with people to maintain the fabric of that neighborhood and that community? Because that's what's important. When people come back in 20 years, they need that touchstone. Mm-hmm.
Great question, because I have an answer for it.
Oh, great. I love this.
Part of the values of CDH is that we want to rent, we give priority to people that live in the community.
Yes.
We want to be part of that. We are renting to people first come, first base, but we want to make sure people in the community has the first choice. We do not want to— this community is to be gentrified. We want these people, I mean, as far as we can help, we will help for them to stay in the community. At some point, you probably can only do so much.
Yeah, well, there's government, programs, there's cobbling it all together. There's a lot of people that I know that kind of do that. I'm familiar with a number of the attorneys that work up there. Stephanie Toothaker, I don't know if you run into Stephanie, is one of the people I work with up there. I just did a market rate deal in Flagler Village.
We have properties near there. Okay. Actually, I built a property with my previous employee.
I just went on a tour with the guys from Fuse Funding. So I've been up into Sistrunk, and I know what's going on there. I'm going to bring some of my people up there to help invest and also to redevelop. But the big issue with that neighborhood, and I was talking about it down here with what they're calling Norte Wynwood, is the indigenous population can't afford what's coming. But without that indigenous population, there's nobody to empty your trash can at night. I mean, I'm not trying to be facetious. Everybody should have a job.
That is true.
You know, and I worked, I went to college, so I didn't, I cleaned toilets before I went to college. I mean, I really did.
Yeah. So. But one thing that we are doing is not only we are renting to communities so that we can actually impact the community, we are also, I just want to share that we are building with private capital. We do not have, we have not applied to any government funding to build these houses. And even though we are doing that because of our values and we want to leave something on the table, and because I'm coming from public, from the public sector, this is something that I brought across, is that we want to rent these houses, these units, below the market. And right now, the five houses that we actually put in service that are currently occupied, they are very high. We have high-end finishes. And they're supposed to be the market price for these houses in that community, even though it's in that community, is $2,300. Yes, in that area. We rented to from below $2,000.
How are you capitalizing these transactions then? Are you capitalizing them with bank money, with CRA money, with bank CRA money? Because that's different.
Yes, we haven't used CRA yet. We are looking forward to get some CRA money so that we're able to even build these houses. We help, and then we can even rent them for lower than that. Right now, we are getting City National Bank is our partner. Okay. They have been very good.
You're working with Gary Fitzgerald, runs your real estate department. High five to Gary. I don't know who you're working with.
We are working
there.
With Vincent.
With Vince?
Vince, yes.
Okay, great. Yes. They're terrific people there.
Yes, and so that's what we are doing. And so after we build a house with our capital, then we get loans on the house to continue.
So you build them all cash, then you rent them, and based on the rental, then you're going to get some cash alone.
And continue. And the other thing is
we
that
should
we
get
are,
them on with the lender.
Yes. The other thing that we are doing that other owners don't do is we are maintaining even the landscaping of this property. We are providing people with a washer and dryer. And we also provide maintenance of the landscaping, because we want to make sure that our properties always look equal or better.
Don't kid yourself. That's why they give you the free maintenance at Warren Henry and stuff like that. That's why they do the free maintenance at Warren Henry. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Because when they turn back the rent, the lease, they want to have it in great shape. It's a tremendous idea. It's a great idea. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We've got one more segment. Can you stay with us just a little bit longer?
Sure.
Oh, this is tremendous. We'll be right back with more tremendous, tremendous discussion about community and placemaking on Freed on Business. Not even affordable housing. I'm not going to talk about it as affordable housing. It's not. It's community and placemaking.
Yeah.
everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, the 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
And now we're going to get back and we're going to talk about placemaking and community making, not just affordable housing, with the Continental Development Holding Company. And today we've got, and I'm going to drop the ball and just let her introduce herself because it's a makeup guest and I just don't have it up here. But boy, she's terrific. Wait till you hear this lady. So please introduce yourself again.
My name is Ana Mirta Jaime and I work for the CDH Housing as the COO.
Okay. So what we're talking about is private investors who noticed a need in the marketplace, who decided they would step up and build homes, single-family homes. Are you building any multifamily?
We are. Actually, we are. We started doing single-family houses. Right now, we are building duplexes.
Right.
And we are doing townhomes.
Okay.
And we just purchased a property in Dania Beach. We're at the end of December, and we are planning to build a multifamily property there.
Okay,
we are
great.
Thinking it's going to be between 78 to 84 units.
Wow. Okay. So that's a great location. Are you east or west of Federal?
I am west of Federal.
Okay, that's where you'd have to be.
Between Federal, and 95.
Oh, between Federal and the train. Mm-hmm. How about west of the train tracks?
I am right west of Dixie.
Okay, west of
it's
Dixie.
It's right there.
Yeah, right there by downtown. It's a great location. I love going to Grandpa's, by the way.
Oh,
you see
nice.
That? I know
yes,
the neighborhood.
Been there forever.
I know
yes.
the neighborhood. So this is tremendous. They're bringing housing for workers. You go, well, who needs a house there? How about somebody that works at Fort Lauderdale International Airport and commutes for an hour? Somebody that works on the hotels on the beach, commutes for an hour? Somebody who wants to send their kids to school on the east side to get a better education than they think is available on the west side?
That's
who wants to live there.
That's correct.
And they have every right to live there. My goodness, our community is not the same if they don't.
Exactly. We need them. And right now in Dania, they are building Dania Point. There's a lot of businesses there. And so these people, this worker, this is what we are building, workforce housing, because these people need a place to live where they don't have to drive an hour to afford a place and then going to work there.
And you go, you say, well, what is that all about? Go on the highway at 7:30 in the morning. Tell me how many people you see with orange and yellow neon shirts on. They're
plenty,
on their way to work.
Plenty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a lot of them. You see them sitting in the back of the pickup truck, just thrilled to have a job. Wouldn't it be nice if that person had a place to live near their job? Then you wouldn't be going behind them on the highway going, I hope that guy doesn't fall out of the truck. And that guy could live close to where he works. He'd be able to afford better clothes and better food because he wouldn't be spending all his money on the transportation tax. Mm-hmm. Oh, how about that? You
definitely
like that one, huh?
I love it.
The
I
transportation
it.
Tax. What's mm-hmm. that? That's called a toll.
So we are planning to build this location, one bedroom, two bedrooms, and three bedroom units.
Tremendous.
And they're going to have high quality finishes.
How about the schools? What's the schools like in the neighborhood?
Oh, you have a couple of schools right across the street. And you have
Terrific.
Elementary school. You have a high school within a mile and a half, maybe. So you
Publix
do have,
is right there.
Mm-hmm. Publix is right there. You have a lot of businesses nearby.
Winn-Dixie's in there. You know, it's a great place to live. You go, well, what can I do there? You can get on your bike and ride to the beach in about 5 minutes.
3 miles away from the beach.
It's a beautiful ride. You're on mm-hmm. a sidewalk, so you don't have to worry about getting killed.
Exactly.
It's actually really nice. I used to go to Pirates World up there back when, you know, I was a little kid. And so the most important thing is that it's in our community. It's something that a person working that sweats during the day, and we all sweat, but I mean, these people wear 5-6 shirts a day. Mm-hmm. Up on the roof, fixing your air conditioning, getting ready and freezing their buns off, doing the food cutting in the back at the Publix or the Fresh Market. Mm-hmm. These are the people that make Miami and America go, and we just ignore them. Why did you dedicate your life? You've obviously dedicated your life to do this. What made you choose this?
Actually, I have been in this industry since like 1986, all my life. All my adult life. And I decided to do that because I first started, my first job was in New York City, and it was affordable housing. And I learned that I fell in love with providing affordable housing to people that otherwise they would not be able to afford having this quality of housing that we have been providing. I have been lucky, very fortunate to have worked with organizations that actually provide good, very high quality.
You're
housing,
tremendous.
Regardless of the cost.
Listen, and I have friends that are watching that do retail development, so they'll come in, you know, if you find something, it has a little extra land, they'll come in and do a retail piece on it. So I want you to know is that today is a very fortuitous day for us and our community. I ran for city commission. One of the reasons I ran is because there's all the lack of equality and things that are going on in our community. I want to help with that. We've raised money for food. We're working with some churches to help them with their housing needs. I got to believe in your community, there are a lot of land-rich churches that are a little bit at risk from perpetuity. We can work with you to help you help those pastors pass it on to their next generation.
Of course.
You know, that's what keeps the most important part of these communities are the institutions, and people forget that.
If I know we have a lot of families that need houses, to buy houses, to become homeowners.
Yes.
And, but there's a greater need of people that cannot afford to buy a house yet.
Well,
but they need that affordable housing, and we want to be there with them to help them and help those churches and help the community be part of it.
Yeah, well, also you can provide for them a cash flow. You know, it's now a rental community can report to the credit agencies. So if you report that they're paying their rent, their credit will go up, their standing in the community will go up, they'll be able to buy that place from you.
Definitely.
Yeah, with City National Financing. High five to Gary Fitz and Vince for giving the City National Financing. So where do we go from here? What does the future look like for you guys? What are you going to try to do next?
Well, what we are doing is we would like to build at least 100 units per year. So between now and the next 5 years, we want to put in place 500 workforce housing units. And I need to give thanks to the City Commission and also the Mayor of Dania Beach, because they are supporting us in this venture. And also many people in Fort Lauderdale are helping us, also supporting us. Even though we have not reached out to get housing assistance, which we would, you know, I'm looking forward to do that in the future so I can do a better job for the community. But I have to thank them because the people have been very nice.
Well, this is impact investing. If you find the right families, they'll help you. And so I think that We're doing our part by giving you some PR and access to our network. That's really what the radio show is it's access to my network.
Thank you, and I appreciate that.
It's my absolute
and,
pleasure.
If you know of any land available, we are looking forward to continue buying.
Oh, I know lots of land
available. Affordable land.
It's
affordable
just, land. Oh, forget it. That stuff doesn't
affordable
exist.
Affordable land so that we can build affordable
doesn't land. Exist. Doesn't exist. We talked about that all the time.
We find it.
Well, I know you do. And what we really need to do is we really need to work together as a community, community officials, the development community. It's acute in Dade, it's acute in Broward, it's acute in Palm Beach County, it's acute in the United States, it's acute in the world. People need a place to live that's safe so that they can get themselves back together and face the day the next day. It's hard enough for us, people that live in a safe place, a clean place, and you know, a good environment. We need to make that type of an environment available to everybody, our youngest, most at-risk people, especially. So you're building these three-bedroom units, so that means that you're building them for families. Are families moving in?
We are, yes. We're moving 1, 2, and 3s. I mean, building. We are building 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units. So for single families, you know, family of four, family of up to six. And we are also building 4-bedroom units, townhouses, also
oh, that's
in
great.
Fort Lauderdale.
That's
and
great.
I just wanted to add that South Florida is one of the most housing burden places in the United States.
100%. I know that for sure. I know that for sure. And what we need to do as a community, we need to not only build affordable housing, but I'll go even further. We need to create a stable business environment so that we can attract large corporations to provide stable employment for the people that are living in our affordable housing also.
I agree with that.
See, so that's one of the big problems we have. And I think another issue that we have with the creation of affordable housing is a lot of our development is driven by transactions and not by a plan. I was really being nice. There really is no organized plan. There is no place where they can go, here's a full block and we'll give you affordable housing here. It needs to be inclusionary, not necessarily in the same building, but certainly in the same neighborhood. People need to be able to walk to where they're working in our community as it continues to evolve. That's one of the things that's going to make us a great community. As they start to rank where to live, they're going to rank the ability to get to where you work without having aggravation as one of the top points. I want to close with you having the last word, Maria. Tell me what it is that you want to give as a message to people. We're going to, put this up on your website. What is the message that you want to give to people?
Well, one thing that I want to say also is that we have a social value, a CDH, that a lot of corporations, as you mentioned earlier, they are transactional. And they care about the money. And this is the reason that we are trying, in every transaction we make, we are trying to leave money on the table for the people that are going to be occupying these communities. So we care about the communities. We care about the people that are going to live in our houses. We care that they have, that we can give them what they otherwise cannot afford. And we take a lot of pride in that. Providing affordable workforce housing for these people that cannot afford this type of housing otherwise.
Well, Ana Martha Jaime, I want to thank you so much, and I want to give a high five to Juan Carlos Jurado as well. I'd like to come meet you guys up at your projects. I'd like to see what you're doing. I'd like to see if I can activate some of my Broward County network to help you with this. It's truly one of the most important things in our society, and I give you my word that I'm going to introduce you to some of my friends in Broward to help make this a better place and a better community. I want to thank everybody for being on our show today. I want to thank the folks from Wolfgang Bakery and the franchisee show. It was tremendous. We had a great time. That's right. Don't forget your Wolfgang doggy treats. I know I'm not going to have some, but I know some doggies that are. They're going to love them. They're going to love them. And I want to thank our friends from Continental Development Holdings. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I want to thank you, too, for inviting us.
It's my absolute pleasure. I promise you that we'll continue to get our network out. And just so you know, I taught school last Friday at Norland Senior High. I'm not just making this. This is something I'm really about. So for Jim Freed, this is Freed on Business. Remember, If you want to do something, go out there and make it happen. So this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. We'll talk to you next week on Fried on Business. We're out.